Baby found unresponsive in SoCal park dies at hospital. Father arrested. Palmdale, Calif. A 1-year-old boy was found unresponsive at a Palmdale park and died at a hospital, and the child's father was arrested, authorities said May 23. Deputies responded to Corson Park in the 38,200 block of 10th Street East around 9 a.m. Wednesday, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff's officials told reporters at the scene the child was found unresponsive and taken to Antelope Valley Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. On Thursday, the Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner identified the boy as 1-year-old Cameron Flores of Palmdale. Deputies went to the park on a report of a medical emergency, the Sheriff's Department reported. When deputies arrived on scene, they contacted the father of the child, who stated his young son suddenly began suffering from a medical emergency at the park, a Sheriff's Department statement said. The child was immediately transported to a local hospital, where he was subsequently pronounced deceased. During the course of the investigation, homicide detectives spoke with the father of the child, Schaefer Grindstaff, 29, who was subsequently arrested for accessory to conceal a crime, child endangerment, the statement said. The cause of death at this time is unknown and will be determined by the County of Los Angeles Medical Examiner, the Sheriff's Department said. The investigation is ongoing and currently there is no additional information. NBC4 reported that deputies administered Narcan, an anti-opioid overdose medication, to the child. A neighbor told KTLA-5 on Wednesday that the child lived at an apartment building across the street from her and her boyfriend. My boyfriend actually woke me up this morning and told me that a little boy had passed out at the park and stopped breathing, the woman told the station. And the police came knocking on our door asking if we had any cameras or anything, and we told him no. They asked if we had seen what happened and we told him no. She said she and her boyfriend were really devastated. The cops told me they think that something happened in the household, so that's why they were investigating in the house and in the park, the woman said. Anyone with information regarding the death was asked to contact the Sheriff's Homicide Bureau at 323-890-5500. Tipsters who prefer to remain anonymous can call Crime Stoppers at 800-222-8477 or visit www.lacrimestoppers.org.